Hello and welcome, dear one, to your practice, your journey of Yoga Nidra. So to prepare, find yourself in the position of Shavasana, corpse pose, lying on your back, and ensure comfort with maybe a thin pillow under your head, a rolled towel under the neck, a bolster or a pillow under your knees, a blanket to go over top of the body, perhaps an eye mask, some warm socks for that extra comfort, grounding, and warmth. Make sure your legs are slightly apart, with the feet, the toes falling and flopping out to the sides. The arms can find their rest out long and wide to the sides, away from the body. Palms up, down, in, or even on the body. Take your time. Find and feel your way into your pose. And as you do, a little chat about this yogic sleep practice. In Yoga Nidra, we access, we're able to access deeper states of consciousness through the profound and systematic relaxation of the body, of the mind, and the emotional, energetic body. The goal, the aim, the point of Yoga Nidra is to curl up in this sweet spot between wakefulness and sleep. A place where you are still in a state of wakefulness or that alert awareness, but here's the kicker, your body, all of your systems, your organs, your body finds a restful state of sleep. We curl up in that liminal space in between. So as you are continuing to settle into your pose, your body, your practice, could you give yourself permission to fully relax? Maybe not this red-hot minute, but eventual relaxation. Give permission for that to start now. There is nothing you need to do. There's nothing that needs to be achieved or accomplished. The only thing I invite you to, so to speak, do is keep your body still and your ears open to the sound of my voice. Should you need to move, should you drift off or fall asleep, maybe you float in and out, that is all perfect. No worries, just notice if you've drifted off, and when you're ready, you will find your way back to my voice. So checking in once more, are you fully comfortable? Symmetrical, warm. And then when you feel it's the appropriate time, make a commitment to do your best, to remain still inside of your body until the end of this practice, staying awake and alert to the best of your ability, but remembering always that the deepest part of yourself, your subconscious mind, is always listening. Should at any point you feel uncomfortable, of course you can adjust. just do so mindfully and try to settle in as much as you can now. Maybe a little tuck of the chin, a scoop of the pelvis. Could you find and feel your way into more length in the spine? Space? Under, around the eyes and the eye sockets, through the forehead, the jaw and the mouth, the throat, the collarbones widen. Space between shoulders and ears, between arms and body, between the legs. But no space between low back and the ground. Soften through the belly, the heart, the glutes, the arms, the legs, the face. Soft, sweet stillness now. Curling up into yourself and our journey today. Now, let's begin by bringing our attention, that alert awareness, into and through the senses. And when we focus on the senses, we invite a feeling of allowing them, giving them permission to rest. So let your awareness travel now to your closed, soft, and spacious eyes, allowing the eyes to further soften into that warm space towards the middle of your head. Give the eyes allowance to take a break from all of the stimuli that they are taking in throughout the day. Your eyes resting now, finding your way into a softer, broader internal vision. And let your awareness travel to your mouth and your sense of taste. Notice if there is anything you can taste in this moment in time. Feel it, taste it. And give this sense, even all the sensations in your mouth, permission to rest. From here, let the awareness travel up to your nose and the sense of smell. Notice if there's anything you can smell in this moment, giving it a moment of your full, alert, aware attention. At the same time, allowing this sense to take a rest. And notice your sense of touch, the clothes on your skin, the weight of your blanket, the surface underneath of you. Tuning into all the little sensors of touch that are receiving all kinds of information. Taking in what is here right now. And then offer all of these sensors the space to rest. Now let your awareness travel to your ears and the sense of hearing. Notice how your ears are receptive to all kinds of sounds at the same time. What are sounds you can perceive in the far distance? What are sounds you can perceive within the borders, the walls of this room that you are in? What are the sounds in your immediate environment? Maybe even tuning into the sounds inside of you. Maybe you can hear your heartbeat, your blood flowing through your veins, your body being breathed, receiving sound. let your sense of hearing rest now on the sound of my voice, and trust that the wisdom, the guidance, the healing that you need today, right here, right now, is unfolding. It's already blossoming. It's happening right here and now. Trust. Take a big trusting breath in. A huge cleansing sigh. Anything that's preventing you from trusting, let that go. Breathe in trust, faith. Breathe out fear, doubt, worry, or expectation. Breathe in. Sigh it out. Good. And from here, let's now go ahead and begin to connect with your heart space. Find your way, feel your way into the middle of your chest. Now visualize a little golden light in the middle of the chest. A beautiful, bright, golden light. At first, it's small, and then it grows in size. It shines right from the center of your being, from your innermost core, reflecting all the beauty, the uniqueness that is you. And as you visualize this golden light, could you braid your breath into it? Let your breath fully land in and on this light. And could you, dear one, see if this light carries with it a little whisper, a nudge, a heart wish, if you will? Is there a longing, a yearning that your heart has today? And based on what arises for you, trust whatever is coming up first. Start to build your sankalpa, your golden intention, starting with the word I or I am. Your sankalpa is a short and sweet intention, such as, I am unique. I am healthy. I am whole and complete. I am loved. I am safe. I trust. So as your sankalpa becomes crystal clear, start to repeat your heart wish, your I am, silently in your mind, from the heart. 3 times now, stronger and stronger, louder and louder. And as you complete, let the echoes, the ripples spread through your being. Let them reach out through the body into torso, down through the legs to the toes, the arms to the fingers, out the top of the head. Allow your whole body to attune to the frequency of your sankalpa. Yes, good. And we will now circulate your awareness through the physical body, your Anamaya Kosha, where you will bring awareness to different parts of the physical body. Again, remaining in this space of relaxation and stillness, and just allow yourself to be guided. I've got you here. And I want you to invite not only your awareness into the parts mentioned, but to be fully inside of them. It is as if you slip inside of them, like you're pouring yourself into the body parts named. Allow your consciousness to merge with all that may be there, muscle, bone, tendons, fascia, blood, even any emotions or stored memories, any and all sensation, so that you can start to fully inhabit your inner landscape. So let's begin this journey with the right hand thumb, landing fully in your right thumb. So not just aware of the right hand thumb, but be fully inside of the right thumb. Be the entire internal space here. And notice what you can sense, any sensations, fluids, temperature, all that is you, the internal space of the right hand thumb. Now extend that experiencing to the right index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, all five fingers on the right hand, as if your consciousness were fully merging to the inner space of all of your fingers. And then the palm of the right hand, the back of the hand, the entire right hand, right wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, right shoulder. You are fully in your entire right arm. The entire right arm. And then the right side body merge with the right side of your chest, the right ribs, waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of right foot, top of the foot, the right big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe. Awareness slips into all five toes on the right foot, all five toes together, resting fully in the right foot. Feel yourself inhabiting your whole right foot with all five toes. Then come back into and through the entire right side of the body all at once, being in the entire right side. Then from here, we move to the left-hand thumb. Immerse yourself fully in your left-hand thumb. Be in your left-hand thumb. Inhabit this inner space. This space of all sensations you can become aware of. And then extend that experiencing into the left index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, all five fingers on the left hand, your consciousness fully merging into the inner space of all of your fingers, and then into the palm of the left hand, the back of the hand, the whole left hand, left wrist, forearm, elbow, upper arm, left shoulder. You are fully inhabiting the entire left arm, the whole left arm. Then making your way into the left side body, could you merge with the left side of your chest, the left ribs, waist, hip, thigh, knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, sole of the foot, top of the foot, the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe. Awareness slips into all five toes on the left side. Be fully inside of your left foot and toes. And then come back to inhabit the entire left side of your body all at once, being in the entire left side. And then come to the back side of the body, the right heel, left heel, right calf, left calf. The space under the right knee, the space under the left knee, back of right thigh, back of left thigh, the right buttock, left buttock, the base of your spine, lower back, middle back, upper back, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, back of neck, and back of the head, the whole back line of your body. And shift your awareness to the top of your head and explore the entire space of your head with all of its parts, particles, and systems, feeling the forehead, the eyes, the ears, the temples, the cheeks, the nose, the mouth, jaw, chin, and throat. Now come back to the right and the left side of the body. Be in the right and the left side of the body at once. It is as if the cells of your right and left side are merging now, becoming one entire system. The interconnected field of your body, feeling as if the inner universe of your body has become one unified field of consciousness. A unified field of consciousness that makes up the vehicle in which your soul travels through this life. Your whole body, the entire landscape of your whole body. You are fully embodied now, and your inner landscape is soft, connected, and peaceful. Your whole body is deeply resting. curling up here. And as everything is coming to a rest, bring your attention to your energy body and your breath, pranamaya kosha, and just noticing your breath, allowing it to be as natural as you possibly can. As you inhale and exhale, there is no effort. And allow the breath to flow freely through this interconnected inner field. Breath flows freely through the inner landscape of your whole body. Your entire body is breathing now. Now, gently let go of the breath awareness. And from this place, we move into Manomaya Kosha, the mental and emotional body. Remain completely relaxed. I will mention different frequencies. And I invite you to experience them inside of your body. There may be sensations that come up, emotions, maybe even a memory. Allow it all to be there. Allow it all to arise. Give it space. And at the same time, remain quiet, still, and be the witness of it all. So first, invite cold into your body. Bring about a sensation of cold. Maybe you remember a time when you felt freezing, shivering cold. You struggled to keep yourself warm. Bring about sensations of cold in your body. Your entire body is freezing right now. Then shift to the opposite, shift towards heat, inviting sensations of heat into your body. Your entire body becoming hot, almost sweating to compensate for all of this internal heat. Maybe you can remember a time when this happened, when the hot sun was touching your skin, maybe a point in the summertime, the whole body hot, as if even the blood was cooking. And then feel both. Feel cold and heat at the same time. Don't think about it. Maybe begin by moving back and forth. between cold and heat until they merge and become one, letting the frequencies, the sensations merge with one another. They braid together and become a stream of resonance. They inform each other. They even support each other. And then let go of these sensations. Come back to a neutral space in your body, a quiet space of balance and harmony, where you are relaxed, you are awake, and where all is well. Stay relaxed, stay at ease as we move into the wisdom body, or Vijnamaya Kosha. For this, I want to invite you to bring your full awareness to your pineal gland, right in the middle of the head, right in between both sides of the brain. Find your way, feel your way into the middle of your brain, the pineal gland. And then from here, imagine a wide screen in front of your inner eye and settle a soft attention on this wide, limitless screen now. Remaining relaxed, you will now follow my guidance for the following visualization. On the wide screen, visualize your body lying on the floor, on the surface, as it is right now. Look down at your current body from above, like a bird's eye view. You have an overhead look upon your whole body. And as you softly look down on the body, you start to see little dots all over the body, from the skin down to the organs, the bones, and the tissues. All of these little dots are the cells that make up your body. There's an accumulation of cells, of dots that make up the structure of your liver. Another group of cells that creates your kidneys. Another collection of beautiful cells that make up the entire structure of the heart. Dots and cells creating the skeletal system, the bones, and the fascia, the muscles between. You are looking down at your whole body in awe of the source that has created this complex and wonderful being. And as you continue to look down on your body, I want you to notice if there is a part of your body, an arrangement of dots, of cells, that does not seem fully healthy. The cells are functioning, but they aren't shining in their fullest capacity. Maybe their interconnectedness is a little disturbed, their full potentiality a little lessened, a little dimmed. Maybe this group of cells has even disconnected from the rest of the body. Where did your inner gaze lead you? Really look at this dimmed, disconnected part of your body. Look at it with care and compassion. These cells, these dots are asking clearly for your attention. These cells are asking for healing so that they can become a full member of the community that makes up your body. Now from here, imagine as if a golden healing hand was coming down from the sky. It can either be your own hand, maybe the hand of someone who really cares for you. It can be the hand of the universe, God, an angel, maybe the golden hand of divine grace. This hand is warm. It carries that golden light. This hand carries the vibration of healing. And imagine this hand to descend down and move to the part of the body where the cells that require this care live. Let the hand gently land, softly touching down on this part. And carefully it starts to rest and settle here. Feel this contact, this connection with the healing light. And as this touch down, this contact happens, the healing light vibrations of this hand starts to connect with all of those cells. There's a bond, a resonance that starts to build. The golden light, the healing vibrations begin to flow from the hand into the cells. Healing is happening through connection, through exchange. And the cells begin to transform through this communion as they accept the healing help of all of these vibrations. Let the hand rest here a little while longer until you feel the process is complete. As you are ready, let go of the part of the body. Allow the healing hand to slowly rise back up and fade away. And what is left here is a feeling of warmth, of vitality, health, recreation, wholeness, and light. Now let this feeling spread into your entire body. Your whole body, warm, healthy, connected, a body of interconnected cells, a miracle full of light. And then let go of this visualization. Let it dissolve into a space of silence, peace, ease, and completion. Remaining a few more moments in this deep state of rest and pure beingness. Curl up into connection. And in this deep rest, this deep silence, curled up in the space between, feel the first vibration, the vibration of life that is inviting your next inhale to flow into your body. And inside of the next three pauses after the inhale, for three inhales, three pauses in a row, repeat once again your Sankalpa, your intention, your heart wish, three times after every inhale. Then let the echoes spread in your being. Let the ripples spread through body and into each and every cell, allowing all of these healed cells to attune to the frequency of your Sankalpa. And then begin to slowly, slowly feel more and more vibration in the body. Also feeling the temperature of your body, the temperature around you. And begin to slowly revitalize the body by including the senses. Include your sense of touch, noticing your clothes, the blankets. Include your sense of smell. Bring your awareness to taste and become aware of your sense of hearing, expanding your hearing from its focus on my voice to any sounds in your environment. Maybe increasing the potency, the intensity of the breath, and enjoy your body here. Deeply at rest. Could you notice the harmony that is right here? And notice how you are deeply relaxed and yet full of life force. Remaining here, curled up. Connected to self, every single cell aligned, as long as you need. Simply be here, continued extended permission to rest. With my hands at my heart center, I bow to you. This practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Adi Om Tat Sat. Adi Om Tat Sat. Adi Om Tat Sat. Namaste, dear friend.